الله عز ظرف لأن يجب أن تكون جاسة سهان يجب أن تكون جاسة سهان يجب أن تكون جاسة سهان وخلص وشاب إنسان بها هذا ما لا يوجد أن يجب أن يكون هذا ما يجب أن يكون هذا ما يجب أن يكون هذا الجاسة سهان هذا الضعف دعوض is that it has a word repeated in a person and it's double speaking several times so you add up the number of the words and come up with a group. The more it says, Ka'alaf, 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 so that's how you derive how many Jesus, how many Matonis you have to have by Sotah Sato. So Batutah, 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 that's how you derive how many Matonis you have to have for a city, with a field of Thomas, a field of Thomas. So one opinion of the Gemara and Shabbos is handed over to the Lama Tech of the Melachas because the word Melachas appears 39 times if you go through the finished configuration till the end of Zion, the word Melachas appears 39 times, not necessarily a connection with Shabbos. Alasa is Shabbos, it must be said, how do you know it needs to be Hadash? Machlech is Hatanayim. Why then do? But it needs to be Hadash, now one half is insufficient. So one time it says it needs to be, so it says Alasa is Shabbos. It appears to be, can you do the same word? It's the description. So here, the Rishonim, the Bali Atos has had an extension of this, that it add up different words, and they add up different letters, and all kinds of things. It sounds like the code from Discovery. And that's what the code is. The codes are all based on these Bali Atos. Bali Atos is fine with Muslim, and they say that they have this tradition. But it is a Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah, in the Gemara of Arizona, and that's it, the Gemara says that we have a tradition of Hashanah that goes from after 6,000 years. What that means exactly is a little unclear. After 6,000 years are up, when we reach pretty close to the end, after we reach the year 6,000, so the world is going to be destroyed. Sorry, I want to say, sorry, it means it's going to be destroyed. I mean, it's going to be a different kind of a world. There won't be any way to hurry. That's what the Balaam says in Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't mean the world is going to be destroyed, it means it's going to be an elevated world, a much more improved world. There won't be any way to help. So the Bali HaTesis on Kulish, and the Sefer Hadar became the different collections of Bali HaTesis. Bali HaTesis claimed that they had a tradition that what is the Makkah tradition? The Shif, Saf, and Shmim, Havi, Yalma, because in the self-inspiration, Zohar, and Kim, and Shemai, and Zohar, it's the letter Aleph, the T, Aleph means Aleph, a thousand. The letter Aleph appears 6 times. So that was the marker, they said, they had a tradition, that was the marker of the Chachamim in the Gemara, that the world was going to live for 6,000 years. But the Baruch Hu created it in such a way that it could live for 6,000 years. They became a source that led it. The Rambam HaFilosh comments, every time after he's able to create something, he says, well, Yahweh shouldn't be told. If after he's able to, said, Bayomer Hashem Yehiyo, Bayomer Hashem, everything was created with an Amira. He used to say to 50 others that, Hashem Amorek Yehiyo Ha'olam, each time you came in, and Hashem created the world, and each time to do it. The Gemara and Yafishani had to die, but they only died, and I said, there's nothing to racist, not in my Mahani. The racist is also, something was created with the seed of the racist, what is created? So the Gemara Shachim, the Gemara Shachim say, the time of faith is created. If you thought that it's also, when I said it's not that it was all alone before he created the world, nothing existed. Not that there was empty space. There was no time, there was no space, there was nothing. So it's all because of Malam 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 Malam. The duration is all a sin. It's a sign of the Lord. Malam 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 Malam. Duration means he created time and space. And then after that, he started creating additional things. So you shall be asked also, what do you mean it only says 9 times Oyan? It says more than 10 times Oyan. You add them all up, there's more than 10. It's very important on the Mishnah, it's on 50 of it, it's different things. And we shall be 9 of the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah is alluding to that. The Gemara says there's only 9 by the end of the account, and it comes even with duration. Whatever it is that the Rambam wants to catch, if a person wants to build a house, or a person wants to undertake a certain project, wants to find a yeshiva, he wants to do something, and he has an imagination, and he has plans in his mind, and all those as he does it. So a lot of times, what he does doesn't really live up to his expectations. It doesn't match his dream. But for example, whatever he wants, that's the way it's going to be created. I don't know who we are. If the Baruch wants for all to be a good deal, it's going to be good, it's going to be tough. If he wants it to be a good deal, it's going to be there. What's that happen? If the Baruch wants it to come into existence, and then it didn't live up to his expectations. So why does the Baruch say there's some test judgment on his creation, that Yahweh can be tough? So, oh, it's a good thing. And you went to good too. If he wanted to be good, of course he's going to come out good. If he didn't want to be good, it would be mediocre. But the Rambam says that he told, I always think he told that if he comes to the study of judgment, he referred to a plan of judgment. But he saw that it turned out very nicely. Not a judgment. Of course it's going to be nice if that's the way he worded initially. I always think he told means that there was a divine will that this should continue. The hayyot that we believe in the very beginning, there is no time, there is no space, there is nothing at all. And I thought it's not a clear in time, space, and matter, and everything, Yeshmeyayim, there's nothing there. And even when he brought it into existence, the moment after he brought it into existence, everything should have gone back to its natural state, or should have flopped back into non-existence. So I thought it's also, how do you give an additional piece of, not enough, I want to tune here, let there be light, so there will be light for a second, and then the light will disappear, and it'll flop back into non-existence. So I thought it's also, how do you do this? Seizing Hashem by Yahweh, the King of Tikal, not that he says to judge and say, oh, there you go, it turned out very good, not bad. No, by Yahweh, the King of Tikal means he wants it to continue like that. This is a keyword. Yahweh, the King of Tikal is another keyword. You know, they would say, well, Yomer, it means this is a keyword that I want this to continue to exist. This is what the Balatanya talks about. In the Shara Yitra Zahamunah, the second story that the Tanya, but historically, it was written first. So he started Tanya, you can tell from the text that that was that. Shah Yichud Gamun is like the introduction to the Talmud. It's printed second in the book, but it's really supposed to be read first. So that's what he discusses at length. That after his birth, as Macharis, the Chayim Talmud Ma'asid Reishis, what does that mean? After his birth, he gives his people that he wants everything to continue to exist. It's not the same as the Dost of Adam. He says that the men in Tokyo, many of the people who make a mistake, they feel so true after his birth, he created the world. But then he was a thousand that created the world and he lets it run on its own. Just like a person who builds a house and then he goes away. So he doesn't have to keep on watching the house. But about the time he explains that the muscle is not accurate. When a person comes to build a house, it just existed in eternity with it. And cement existed in eternity. Everything existed in eternity. Someone else might attach to that. Someone else might attach to that. Another thing. He just puts it all together. So once he puts it together, so he knows. He can go away, he can die. And the building will last another 50 years, another 150 years, even after he dies. That's why we came to the world. Initially, nothing existed. Only after his birth was existed. And everything was iron. There was no time, there was no space, there was no matter. After his birth brought everything into existence. So if he wouldn't desire, if he wouldn't have a continuous will, that everything should continue to exist, so it would flop back into non-existence. So that's what we mean when we say in the Gabbana, we should have come up. After his birth was Macharis Betuvah, Betuvah means, Ayah, we can see first. Macharis Betuvah, the whole young time is not here. Galatani adds on a lesson. So it says to say that everything that is, so it's welcome there, he just says to be told. Now he says at the end, I can just fellowship up, then he told me what, not everything to be known. And the second day, he doesn't say to be told. So the Midrashim and the Midrashim are going to discuss why doesn't it say to be told.
Things are joined together. Like it says, the Shem says, no tov hayot adam levado, because he doesn't have a wife. And then it says, if he was given chav, and then it says, not to Isha, not to tov, if he has shalom bach. Not to tov means because they're zachter. Yes, it's an important lesson in life. There's different strains and political strains in Judaism throughout all the generations. But the main strain I would do is that everybody should remain together. The very observant, but also observant, but not observant, but not observant, but the entire religion, everybody should stay together. In recent generations, there is a new story introduced, the two that we live. But that's really not good. It's not pleasant. It's outside my pleasure. So it's not shalom or yes. They say, ain't shalom or rishon, you can't make peace with the rishon. a theory, but the monster is supposed to live in peace with everybody. It's not supposed to have a fear. So that's why the assurance is based on the medics. That's why it doesn't say tell you. And the second day, because it is a fear, they mind no more. But I wish not to. Mind no, yeah, mind not to tell you. That's what they're. People are coming strong about, no? Whenever there's a fear, it's just like we believe that there's one God who created the whole world. So everything is supposed to, that one God created everything. Everything should be ready to be able to blend in again. To be in one aspect. Yeah.
Every
day I think it becomes mean that it's not just one
first
answer
to
tell me
from
the
one
day.
If you have an
item without an answer to tell,
why don't
you check it? Other than showing you, that's what they say, the prophet of the end says, I answer the scholar for us, but he didn't tell me. That prophet referred even to the second man. You know, the second one goes, say, Kitai, it's not written in the Kumish. But the fact that it says it at the very end implies that everything was Kitai. And the first thing is that they said Yom Rishon. Secondly, they said Yom Shemim. The Rishonim also, the Rishonim, the Midrashim talk about that. Why doesn't it say Rishon, Shemim, Shlishi? It says Echo, then it should say Shnayim. Shnayim, Shlishim. So whatever the explanation is, the different Midrashim, whatever the explanation is, it says on the third day Yom Echad, the second day it says Yom Shemim. So that's our practice when you write a Kedusha, or you write a debt. I'm happy to say something, or you write on a field of comfort, but whatever, you happen, whatever document you happen to be writing, so if it's on a Sunday, so you say the effort of Shabbos. And if it's on the other days, it's on Shabbos, you don't write. Orthodox Jews don't write documents on Shabbos. And if it's on one of the other days, Monday through Friday, so you don't write Shnayim to Shabbos. You write Shnayim to Shabbos, Shnayim to Shabbos. Because that's the way the Chumash writes. The reason that the Rishonim and the Midrashim did in the Chumash version of Shabbos, it doesn't matter. My mind said, that's the way it says in the Chumash. And Sunday it says, yeah, that's the other days it says, yeah, Shabbos. The Gemara also comments in the third Daf in Brachos that from the fact that it says that here, why he's right there, you see that a Yom Shal Tayla is Hayom HaLachach HaLaila. The day always begins with Laila, and then Shabbos begins Friday evening, Yom Shal Tayla begins the Erev Yom Shal Tayla, the night before, and then it goes till Mayerev HaLaila, it's the Kish HaLaila. Every day Yom Shal Tayla. The Gemara says the one exception to the rule is in Migdosh. The Gemara says in the end of Chulim, that in the Beit HaMigdosh, halal ha la khatra yo that's why you bring a kashi kashi a kashi kashi ma mekha lalu yoyin halal yo you eat it by yom of halal so that it's a mitzvah of the vino you eat it by yom of halal so it doesn't become mitzvah al when it comes like that it becomes mitzvah al mitzvah al mitzvah al mitzvah al mitzvah al mitzvah so it's a mitzvah al mitzvah al halal ha la khatra yo but outside of it it's a mitzvah you know it says the flowers it's a mitzvah that he yoyin that he does here yoyin method and so on yom of halal yo and he goes to Ramallah, but not only Shabbos and Yom Shabbos. He goes to Israel, but not only Tishkat to the Yom Shabbos. You're not permitted to check Haman with the blood on the same day. But the same day, you know, it doesn't depend on 24 hours, that's all check. It depends on Yom Shabbos. If I check one of them before Shabbos, I'm going to be first Shabbos, and the other one, I'm going to be first Shabbos. So that's how the government, you know, it's within a half an hour of each other. That's still Shleyam. Yom Shabbos is defined by this, by Yom Shabbos. It's only days, by Yom Shabbos, except for the seventh day. Says by here, by his work, what does he mean by here, by his work, your method? He says, the race is going to tell him, do something on the first day. You know what I mean here, by here, I said, that's all she's telling you. They can't see my yom, and I can't see my yom. What's for that, by here, by his work? No. It's just coming up, by here, by his work, your method. This is a review of everything, your chazin. The second phrase in Pastor Perry is chazin, the picture. There was Matzai Shabbos, the world began on Matzai Shabbos. There was Matzai Shabbos, and then there was Sunday, the day time, like Yerba, yeah, that's how I said, well, who did everything in that Yom Rishon? He created time, space, matter, or a Yabba, the Yerba, the Nachesha. And then it says, like Yerba, yeah, everything in that, and the same day on earth, which goes on Shabbos, it doesn't say. How come it doesn't say on Shabbos? Hello, brother. So they reached the Bali, I think it's close to the tip of the Yabba. The Gemara didn't come down on Shabbos. I don't know how to say it on Shabbos. that's what we say in the davening. Even more so, not only more than the weekdays, even more so than the unintended. But the Rishonim is why is there for the man the picture of the month, and the man didn't come down Pesach, so he says it, about days and days. The man basically says the thing that the man didn't come down not on Shabbat, not on Yom. It's not only true regarding Shabbat, true regarding Yom. It's on the purpose of the Akash, the purpose of this day, that Shabbat alone has brought a solution to the exclusion of Yom. So Shabbat, as opposed to Sunday, not the Tuesday, as opposed to the weekday, maybe Yom Tov. But in the midst of Hasidah, the weekday, the Yom Tov, the Yom Tov, the Yom Tov, the Yom Tov, as not in, means more so than only Yom Tov, the more so. How can that be? It's a strange, it's an expression, Bracha and Kedusha, he says to Mom, that there from the Mom, Bracha means so selfish, the Kedusha, the Mom means that station, no Mom, and Shabbos, but the same is true regarding Yom Kippur, no Yom Kippur, no Yom Kippur, no Yom Kippur. Let's say to Machlekes, there's no opinion. Machlekes in the Nusra Hasid is based on another time, and we know it's based on a different time. So we have a Sina Halacha of Mom, so we have demons, based on the assumption that the Mom didn't come down on Yom Kippur. And the Nusra Hasid is the same like the other time. The sense is that you get a test, that the Mom tasted better on Shabbos than it did on Yom Kippur. It was a different, but after I asked me to come back to the fellow's mind, the Mom was different on Shabbos than it was on Yom Kippur. It's like that. There it goes. Now, if I'm talking about Shabbos, it doesn't say that he was on the bank of Yom Kippur. It doesn't mean that Shabbos came and it was Friday night and Shabbos and then the Shabbos was complete. It doesn't mention that. The sense of the Rav Lezer says, and it's possibly by Yivarech, what's by Yivarech, and the Shema, it doesn't say Berech of the Mom. Berech of the earth, that the sun was shining the whole sun. But when Hashem calls the sun to start shining on Friday morning, and then if you read about the Marishon, and then only if you see me, and then he chased out of Gavadi, he rejoiced with his Thomas, they all understand, they chased out of Ganadi, that he shouldn't leave from the Echachai, Bach of Achai, Yolam. So the sun didn't set, that's what the figure of Moses says, the sun didn't set on that Friday night, the sun was shining the whole Shabbos. That's why it doesn't say that he errors by Yivarech, because in fact, there was no error. It was by Yivarech. It was a bracha. A bracha of life. And then I'm going to say Shabbos when the sun sets, Adam and Eve started to panic, that's probably the Gemara has it ending on, maybe though, Adam and Eve started to panic, and he thought this must be part of his punishment. That doctor is going to happen in this little dark dungeon. He's going to stop in this, he's never going to have any light. That's it. No more light. Doctor is going to say, no, calm down, take it easy. It's just sunset, and there's going to be a sunrise and a sunset. And then we'll say, Shabbos, he showed him how to make fire. And that's how he recites the bracha. Go in there anyway, show him, let's say, Shabbos. That's what the Midrash is saying on this book. Suddenly, the Gemara won't get the impression, without that thinking of logic, that the sunset on Friday night, the day, and the same day that he was chased out of the sun, sunset, and he said that was part of his punishment. But you know, the sun had already set on Sunday night, and Monday night, and Tuesday night. He wasn't allowed to laugh, so it's to his son. There's nothing about the sun. He was the only one. He came on Friday. The first time said that he experienced a Friday night, that Shem calmed down, he said, don't worry. And then on the third Shabbat, he told him how to use fast. So God will teach him on Friday night. And the Shabbat. But then I'm doing it. I only need to make a shame of Shabbat. So why didn't I say teach him how to make fire on Friday night? Well, you have to wait for the first time. But the Sefer Yatlan says, no, the sun was shining. The whole first Shabbos of Shabbos Bereishis is the sun was shining. That's Shabbos Bereishis, I think. So the sun was shining. And then when the sun sets on the third Shabbos, that's when the Sefer Yatlan says, how to make light, and he calmed them down. That's how we say the Bracha Bereishis. The Bracha Bereishis is a different idea. It has nothing to do with that sort of Bracha is being kind to mankind and teaching how to make fire, how to use fire. It's that I'm saving, I'm submitted to you, fire, when it's committed to the fire for the purpose of recognition. Yom Kippur, there's no have to recognize it. I'm going to show Yom Kippur. You want to demonstrate that you will abstain from the use of fire on Yom Kippur. So that's why you have to have that an Osho Shabbat. You have to have Yom Kippur, a fire that was burning on Yom Kippur that people were not using, And the third Shabbos is different. They can strike the match on the third Shabbos. If you strike the match on the third Shabbos, it's more similar to the way it was by the other one you should raise the revolution. And so Yom Kippur is adopting us, so it has to be adopting the thing that is burning the whole Yom Kippur. We're showing that the whole Yom Kippur, we had to abstain from using fire because the Hamethesh is prohibited. Same thing with Sunday, things like that, we're allowed to do more. So that's why we want to use adopting fire that we're burning on Yom Kippur that we didn't use.
Making
the fire.
So you say, I'm a Sayyid and Sifr, so then I'm a Sayyid Shabbat, doesn't matter what kind of fire it is, very well Shabbat, very well. A Sayyid and Sifr is like a Bichas HaMitzvah, like a bracha that we were mitzvah not to use fire on the Sifr. Now, if I'm going to use that, we should use that to such a fire where the context was noticeable, that this fire was not used, it was prohibited to be used on the Sifr, and I'm a Sayyid and Sifr, and I use it. If the Buddha has a shayla that even if women are obligated to have dollars, at least the things that are not related to the women, it must be women are obligated to recite Kiddush. What about Havdalah? So the Shekhanah talks to the Rabbanishna, the Chabad talks to the Joseph talks to the Rabbanishna, it's a Machlaiti to the Shadim, where the women are obligated to Havdalah the same way as Kiddush. If you all don't Havdalah, you do Havdalah, and then you just start to say that maybe it's a claim that you can't recite Yad Ram, and you're not sure not talking. If you all don't Havdalah, you're right, they're all based on the same concept. Of Zavar, if you understand this culture, Zachar, Bikin, Sosa, Ubi, Tiyosa, as Chabad Raman says, then it follows his mom, it's the same thing. Kiddush and Havdalah is part of the same thing. Zohar, Zohar B'Shem would be the rest of them, the women who are obligated in Shal are obligated in Zohar. That's what the Magi Mishnah presents to Shal, where the women are obligated in Havdalah. So the Mishnah Gula has a Kiddush, a suggestion, the Bira Lohar. I do a big Kiddush. Sometimes he has big bombs. The Bira Lohar comes up with something new in Yesh Mirayim. It's a Bira Yesh Mirayim. Comes up with a new Havdalah. Even if women should be obligated in Havdalah, he could have been. But Bar-Mi Ar-Eish is not really part of Havdalah. Bar-Mi Ar-Eish is a Zuchas HaSheva, to Zohar, to the fact that instead of Zohar taught other Marishan how to control, how to make fire, how to control fire, how to use fire, and so on, after Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos. So maybe that should be a plain mitzvah place of Shabbos Mitzvah Shabbos, that women are prostitutes. Suggesting that women are prostitutes before Bar-Mi Ar-Eish. Rashid Haram Lee and Sunday, so just to get things. I mean, how do you know which night it is? Maybe tonight, maybe next night is Shabbos. No, we have a tradition. All the nations of the world know which day is Sunday, which day is Shabbos. There's no part of the world where they're not so sure. We have already established based on all the other positions that every Yom shall
turn. Right,
but it's not right when it's right over the first. Maybe I believe that one gets so under that one day, it's a historical record. That day, it wasn't there. It was a 24-hour time period. It started from the end of when Shia should have been on that day. And the way she was on that day. According to this, yes. According to this picture, they have pleasure. So what does the Mishnah say in others? That things are created in the Arishad Menachem. It means that time period, there should have been day next month. What if I put a dog next to the nest one day, and the sun doesn't rise? The sun happens that it doesn't rise, and the sun doesn't set. Is the man in the Mincha Mara what time is going to say the same? Let's say I live in on top of a mountain. And because I live on top of the mountain, I can see the sun rise earlier and I can see the sunset later. I live in a deep valley. So the sun rises later, it kind of appears to rise later and it appears to set earlier. So the Rav and Avraham Hilchos Minchas communicated to the Maharil that sunrise and sunset doesn't depend on your perception. Whether you live in a mountain or you live in a valley, has a demand. The end of Shabbos, I'm not particularly clear, it depends on sea level. It depends on the chart. And then it's the reason it's supposed to be. Let's say after his brother makes the nest in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the days of the shore of the moon. The Moshe is a saint of this. Different times in history, three times in history, the sun didn't rise and set when it was supposed to. It doesn't matter. I'll be doing this. This thing is going to stay down the chart, even if the sun doesn't rise. Even if you live in a valley, you live in a mountain, you ignore that. So what do we follow? Why should you follow sea level? Why should you follow sea level? You're not on sea level. You're on top of the mountain. So the answer is, you follow the chart, whatever says on the law. So then I'm smart with that, Friday evening, then after the day, whatever says in his mind. Both of them have a chart, whatever says in his mind, that's what he created, whatever things.
The talk to a kind of legend that you need to go beyond the 30 point because you are traveling. It's a big problem. It's a very difficult day. I'm trying at the end of the first second drop is raising the pressure. It doesn't really happen with it. You don't know what to do. All the things are blended it together. The talk didn't really come up with a definition for that. It says that Kriya Shamsa, first of Kriya Shamsa is another thing, that Yashav Hayam Le Eishtana. And Rashi says in the Medrash, the word Eishtana is the same opiate as Tanai. Yashav Hayam Le Tanai. The Tanai hits that from his daughter, my generation, from his daughter, to the world, like you have a legal document, you have a lot of fine print there. So they both put in a lot of fine print there and made a Tanai, my generation, and it will be counted in Kriya Shamsa, that the Amshah split. Ramam writes in the Shema Klok, and I have done it to you, I think the others, and it's not only true regarding Kriyat Yamshah, it's true regarding all of the Mishnah. And that's what it means in the Mishnah, that all of the things that have been created in Shabbos Ben Hashmah, he created all the Mishnah, he did anything. All the Mishnah, breaking Teva, are not really a breach of Teva. It says, Chayt Noach and Lebo Yavah, it says several times in Tanakh, Chayt Noach and Lebo Yavah, that it's not a Mishnah Kriyat Teva, he doesn't violate the Kriyat Teva, even when he makes a mess, he's not a violation of Kriyat Teva. It's a fine point in the Chukya Teva that the scientists are just not aware of, because they didn't read all the fine print. I mean, those who created the Shoshim's Migration, the whole world, and they made all the Chukya Teva, they put in a lot of clothes and a lot of church. There should be another state thing, so there should be this time, there should be this, there should be that. And all of these are in the fine print. So the Bible Tasteless have a comment on this topic. I don't know, it must have had the Joshim. I don't think they have the Quran like this at all. It says, you talk about my Tacha Tashmai, my Malcolm Echad, you say, Roya Haya Bosham. You say, well, Hayabasha was the floor of the Tanai to Kriyat Yamsa. It's not the same thing. It's not repeated. You talk about my Tachas Hashmai, not the same thing to the earth, not all be covered with water, and the name of it is going to be confident. You say, well, Hayabasha, no. If it says this should be the ocean, the name of it is going to be confident. You say, well, Hayabasha is another Hebrew. You say, well, Yam, I want the Yam to split sometimes. You say, well, Hayabasha. So he says, this is the Tanai that you say, that the Gemara is alluding to. Tanai is not called his Bohem, I can read it. You say, well, Hayabasha. Yikovu Hamayim. Yikovu means to gather together. Mitzvah Hamayim. What do we call a mitzvah? Mitzvah? Because the water is gathered together. That's halacha. If you have a mitzvah that's broken and the water is flowing, it's not a kosher mitzvah. Mitzvah has to be got to stagnant water. The two meanings is a mitzvah and there's a mayon. A mayon is just the reverse. A mayon means that the water comes from underground sources and the water is got to flow. If it's not flowing, then it doesn't have to be the measure of a mayon. That's still the mayon time. If you really require, you can always use the Mayan if you want, but you really require that to a Mayan. You only need a Mayan for a Dal. Or for a Mayan kind of Kelly by Tahaya Samusera and by Kudus Mechako. You need Mayan kind. Mr. Hesse says you only need two kinds of Mayan kind. Otherwise, you can either use a Mikra or a Mayan. Or a Mayan. But the definition of a Mikra is that it has to be got to the Esh Dolan. Shredder. Shredder means a crack in the ground. And water has to be stagnant water. If the water is rolling down the mountainside, let's say in the winter it snows a lot, and then all the snow melts, and all the melting snow, hachshavah, that snow is rolling down the mountain, and the Mishnayot, and the perceptive is going to say that that's no good, that the chagolish of shalom is no good, because it's zersim by definition, like fantastic, you say, this is a shalom good, what's halacha? Zersim by definition is not called a mitzvah, because what mitzvah means, cause of the kindness, that's not called a mitzvah at all, they say, no, it's a mitzvah. But the halacha says that you can't be saving yourself in that mitzvah. It's self-sufficient. It might not be meaning. So the question is, what if you have a mitzvah that's working, so you use it for hashaka purposes? I have a mitzvah that mine shoes in, I have water that's mine's name, let's say. So when I connect the mine shoes in, or the mine's name to a mitzvah, to a kosher mitzvah, if I don't store, so then the cool shoes in disappears, and the cool man and mine disappears. That's a good of hashaka. But the good of hashaka, it actually always mentions the number, it never comes up. The good of hashaka is not that you save the water. In a mitzvah. The only thing that you can table in a mitzvah and accomplish the Sahara is other materials. And that's the only thing that I'm talking to are four other materials that are not. So out of the four things that I'm talking to, all the other materials have carried in this. And also the mask can have no carried in this. That's why also the mask can never become an Abba Kuni. If they are amazing, that the other Kuni, if a fly comes in contact with a maze, or if a tree comes in contact with a maze, it can become an Abba Kuni. But if you have a look at three carriers, comes in contact with a maze, it can become an Abba Kuni. So you know how to plow on the north of an air zone. That's the way that the name is called, that is the name of the mitzvah, and that's the Abba Kuni. You don't know exactly what's happening. a consultant which has no power to live for it. If you can't come here to the nation, what is the material? You don't use it, you don't sell it. But you can't be told that in Mitzvah in order to be Mitzvah. But if you know no job for yourself, then you swap. Whatever doesn't have the ability to be Mitzvah in Mitzvah, it can never become an Avah Tumah. No, it can become a Nisha, that's all. It can only become a Nisha. You know, come in contact with it. Yeah, but it's a Tumah, the Tumah jumps down to my building. It jumps down to my building, to an Avah, it jumps down to a Nisha. So all of the Mashkin, even if they're in contact with a name, it can never become an Avah Tumah, they'll never become a Nisha in Tumah. What about the Vodah? The Vodah has power in Mitzvah, the Vodah has Shabbat, but the Vodah has power in Mitzvah. It's a different thing. It's like Shvirit, it's a different thing. It's a different thing. It's a different thing. It doesn't even mean Talmud. That's the question. What's the halacha that that a mitzvah that Jerusalem is no good to be told of it? Before you should do it, a bingo light. Do you think it's a bingo light? And the tour, in Hilchos Mitzvot, there's a bit, you think that there's Joseph, the document, there's a bit of a discussion over there. So with some who understood some of the same thing, then that was only a school that I got. Not some of them, it's not too much. Even if someone wants to, so he's not. Then it's a dreadful, it's a school that I got. Which is rolling, so it's not good enough, you have to have that change, but to be a in a shredder, it should be contained in a cracker again. So we should ask, what's the nature of this? Should I say that the nature of the Zoom is that if it's broken, but there's not a show this, but the word mixer means some of the time. I shouldn't say no, a mixer it is. Such is a special mixer, even though it's rolling. The only thing is that, that I cannot be told in such a mixer. It's not just the Tzila purposes. My Nachmina, what about the Hashoka? The Hashoka, my Shlema, my Shlema is not a Dina Tzila. It's not a Dina of the Tzila of the mind in the mixer. The mind should be able to come out of it. That's the fact. There's a very interesting concept. The Major Tantra has a Tzila about this. Rabbi Niederman is a Tzila about this. This concept of Major Tantra. In America, that's how they only used to, until Hungarians came after the war, and they introduced this Hungarian somewhere. From there I find them, everybody was always mindful of this. But now also most of them are mindful of this. They do a Hashoka, a lot of mixed resources. They do it most places. So Rabbi Yudhman Kamer, Rabbi Nachum Rabinowitz, is now in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Rabbi Yudhman gives Kasha, and he responds with the Kasha. Now he's in the Kasha. How can you make Hashoka on a mixed resources? Mixed resources, it's not a good mixture. What kind of Hashoka is it? So Rabbi Yudhman asked that Moshe, Rabbi Kamer. What's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer? Before you can perfect it. Before you can do that. Mishnah, perfect it. It's not even a time that it's good. What's the answer? The Hungarian Athenians, they're already explaining that. They're explaining it in the other time. The other one, Mishnah, they gave a horse to the Torah, and they came up with this Chumash. That you shouldn't talk to them. They were fine with it. They were broken. You shouldn't do Hashok to them. Maybe we talk to them, but it is good. We said, you can't do Hashok to one of them. A group of Rachel came up with an Einstein, but there's a way to be matched with it. It could be that it's a Machlokes HaTanoim, and sometimes I have to hold that a mitzvah is always working, lacks to show mitzvah, so the word mitzvah means you cover the karma that it's famous to, and it's moving, it doesn't have to show mitzvah, it's not even good for Hashok. But the Hungarian Rachel will not know about that. Not to do Hashok with all the mitzvah, your faith and judgment, all the same. What if you have? What do you have to do? It should be left of it. It should be left.
You also got to say by name, and someone who said it, if you put a whole bunch of lives on top of
it, well, the Hungarian I said it had that. From Europe, they all have
that.
Did that happen? Yes. Yes. So that you should plug up all the holes and make the Hashoka, and then after you do it, and it's still for 1 minute, and then after you have your Hashoka, then it goes reversal, and then you open up the other plug, and you let it go into the other hole. The Mishnah in Brachos has a Machlokes HaTanoim. The Dinah says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, with Moses the Chuppah. And that name of Moses the Chuppah. Yom 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 Well, it's not the whole Yom Yom Tehillah, the Hebrew says it's so good. Every day, you should mention something unique in the davening. If it's Shabbos, if it's Yom Tov, if it's Shreder, if it's Talmud, you should mention something about that. You should have specificity in you, to be more specific about the day. The fact that it's both about the fact that again, the Shabbos gave you Yom Tov. And in other words, after that same talk, you don't have some Yom Yom, that you need to know, and give it a man and give it a mixture. If a person is going to put on a talus, is going to put on filling, is going to take a little bit of specific. He doesn't just say a general bracha, bracha to Hashem, Hashem Kedushah, and says he's around the Kali Mishnah. No, he's down at the Tumah, and the Shabbat Sukkah, he says, bracha Mishnah, that's his time. I'm just saying, one time it says Mishai Mitzvah, but we don't talk about that. We say you need a Kivut in the job. So the same too, you go out everywhere with food, you don't just say Shachol. And everything, you have to share, Bracha Mechuret with Amitzvah. But the Chazon says that if you're eating vegetables, you say Berkin. I don't know if you're eating fruit, you say Berkin. So one time in a beauty, in the Mishnah, the Bracha is distinguishing between the Rokkish and other vegetables. Katashala, what do you mean? What does the Rokkish mean? So that when you go over here, you see, here it's not Nagel, we pass them on all vegetables, you say Berkin. And the Chazon is a beauty who distinguishes, he says, and all other vegetables, you say Berkin. But on the Rokkish, you say, don't mean it is short. Because in Hashem, very well, he's talking about the Bria. In Hashem, the end of the world, they didn't say, Toshi Harish, that's the name of Hebrew. He said, Toshi Harish, Deshem. It seems in biblical Hebrew, when they're going to the end of the world, he could be assumed he created the world in this Lashon, a Lashon HaKadosh, the Lashon HaKadosh Nivah Ha'olam. They seem to use the expression, Toshi Harish, Deshem, that we should say the Bracha, don't mean it to show you. That's what the Golden Gun points out on that mission. Why does he say, אבל אני לא חושב שאני מדבר מיני דישון. לא יודע שאני אומר, אבל אני לא חושב שאני מדבר מיני. אני לא חושב שאני אומר, אבל דישון, לא, אני מדבר מיני דישון. לא היה פשוט שינוי לא שינה, אבל אני לא חושב שאני מדבר מיני דישון. אני לא חושב שזה סט דיין של וסטבל. אז דברים כאלה, אני לא חושב שזה משנה איתי. ודישון הוא נפוד בכל היבר. אבל מי שזה רק אני ראית, אין ארצי את היבר, זה ראית משנה, אין דבר בכל היבר, על הדישון, הוא אומר. He says, if you need to look at it, so that's a Mishnah Tiba. But the Nusach HaBracha has to always be in biblical Hebrew. That's the cloud that the Rishonim has. You have the Dram and the other Rishonim say that the whole Nusach HaTzuma is all based on speaking the Tanakh. That's the whole place of the Dram. And the Yachav, the other, the place of Amarim. All of the Sfarim that are composed on the Siddur, all these are the Torah for every phrase in Davening. A lot of the Davening is straight out that Siddur, Kriyash Mahmur. In the Torah, and Siddur is in the states in Tanakh. That's the Shai Val Yashur states in the Chumash. That's the Torah. But even the Bracha, even the Nusach HaBracha, the Rishonim said that every phrase in the Bracha appears in Tanakh, or the paraphrase of something in Tanakh, based on the assumption that Tzila and Bracha should be the Lashon HaTanakh. The Lashon HaTanakh. But for the Taz, the right to Hilchot Midorim, is a good if a person takes a letter that he's not going to eat the potato chips, the last Sukkot is over. He prohibited the potato chips to let you from Hatzai. And the Lashon of the Adam put the things through from Hatzai. So the silence happened to be, but we don't, the bullet is never sold from Hatzai. So he says, Salah Harakad, he was going to say, that says, prohibited the potato chips to let you from Hatzai. You see, that's Shmira Teres from Hatzai is called Saad. A lot of the Ramon gets so excited in Hilchot Sukkot, and he says, now Shmira Teres, he says, Yom Shmira Teres Hazeh, you shouldn't say, Yom Shmira Chagwa Teres Hazeh. I can tell you something like that, but look at that, it says in the standard Siddur. That's what he's saying, that's what I can tell you. And I'm not stressing on that, he says, how can you call it a Chag? It's never called a Chag. Chag is a holiday in which the people call it a Chagigah. Chag is not called, modern Hebrew, it's called Chag Ha'urim, or Chag Ha'smicha. But in biblical Hebrew, the word Chag only applies, and it's a young person who should bring a Chag Ha'gigah, because that's only when Siddur is not a Chag. Only say Chag Ha'smicha. And Shmi HaTeres is not a Chagigah. So that's what Ramot says, he says, Yama Shmini Aseret Hazir. So the task force is Tashir, what do you mean that Ramot says Shmini Aseret not called the Chazir? The Tashir condition is in Mizarim. So the guy takes the net and not the potato chips after the Chag is over, because you have to wait till after some Chazir. So after the whole Yantar is over, everything is over. I see that Shmini Aseret is called Chazir. So the Tashir is right, that the Teres is, he's supposed to tell us in the Maharami Tzad, if I'm not mistaken. This is actually Teres in the name of the Maharami Tzad. So it is that the Ndam HaLoch HaLosh Mili Yadam. HaLosh Mili Yadam is still a whole lot of Sukkot, and it's still a whole lot of Chag. But the feelings have to be the Lashon HaTeirah. And the Ramah, and Hilchot Sukkot said that in Tanakh, in Chumash, you never find Shmini Aseret is such a way to Chag. Because the word Chag doesn't mean a holiday. It means a day on which you're doing a Kodim Chagigah. So you have to have feelings, even within the vegetable. And you love it, you have to say very many Bishoy. And the other vegetable, you should say very many words. Today, we don't pass without a beer. We pass it, that's enough to you. A potato, you don't say very many potatoes, and a tomato, very many tomatoes. And an apple, very many apples. You say, and all the vegetables, that's enough to you. And all the fruits, is one bracha, that's enough to you. Today, so we don't pass without a beer. But the bracha of a beer is correct. Whether you say it's a beer is correct, but you do need to hear some bracha, you don't need some mistake. And the other bracha that you say is also accepted by bracha. But the rashi lithium within the realm of vegetables, not all the vegetables belong in the same category. Now, Lacha does recognize the difference between the Rokin and Kitnir and Tzvua. These are three different categories. with respect to Trumas and Maitreya. How do you determine what year the Torah has been entered? The halacha is, the Torahs don't grow within a year. They don't plant them after, on some day after Rosh Hashanah, and they get finished growing the Aner of Rosh Hashanah. They're fluffy. You plant them in the middle of the summer, and they keep on growing into after Rosh Hashanah. So they start growing before that year and into the next year. So how do you determine which year they belong to? If it belongs to the first or the second year, you give Maitre Sheni. If it belongs to the third year, you give Maitre Rani. And even the first and the second year, the Gemara says, you're not permitted to be Maitre Shmishan Al-Khavata. You're not allowed 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 to be Maitre You have to be mafish, you know, and again, the last character in Torah, you have to be mafish, Shana Shana, you have to be mafish every year. You know you're done, you can't be mafish, Shana Al-Khavata. So how do you determine which year the Torah is the Benson? So the Gemara says, by Tzvua, you know, in the first step, Rosh Hashanah, what's this going back to the Shana? By Tzvua, they determine the fact that it's Avorah Shlish. When it grew one-third of the ultimate size that it's going to have. And by Tzvua, the Gemara says, you've got Basar HaShlosha. When he took root. And by Rapper, the Gemara says, the Yerik, you go about the Lepita. You go about the Lepita. And that can't receive it, you go about the Hanot. Every category is different. So the Halakha that Rabbi Yudah said, that the Rapper constitutes the category unto itself, is a true Halakha. Halakha not everybody's mastery to that. It is a different size of it. It gets a true Mishnah. Not that it gets a Prophet. And it gets a Bechat Hanan, and we say, oh, the vegetables have enough to it. You say, sorry, Tree Vagam, not no vegetables. But there is a difference in halacha regarding the rapid versus the other, as far as that Rosh is coming to life. It's just Taka Shaila, how do you determine what's called the rapid? And what's called Kipnis and what's called Kipnis? It's a watermelon. It's called what? Cabbage. How do you get it? What's in the rapid and what's in the rapid? There are many there. I'm blocking. You do have a definition. It's very important. Shaila, you don't have to live there still, have to know this. You live in a message. You're not mapping anything to life.
How do you make numbers?
Very good question. But the shot of the breath is not as much as the shot of the Lord is because they exist as Lala Talon. And the person has a machlech as Lala Talon. It's called not Lala Talon to say that you don't say breath at all. And I'm not as much as the shot of the Lord. Not breath at all. We pass in the people for breath. And they say, because they say for the Torah is in the Yishavi. What's in the Yishavi? 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 What's in the But some claim that it was just pursued about the owner, because the Kayoim used to include that Mesogala is the fun of the same day on the Shabbat, that you have to live it to leave the lights on burning from the Shabbat, two Shabbat. But then it says that the Kayoim were wrong, the Chacham always had the Kayoim in the Ram, they always had lights on, that it's true. Stress the fact that the Kayoim were wrong, so the Kayoim instituted that you should recite a Bracha, and the bench lifted. You know, they were the ones who instituted the Bracha, means that it doesn't fall under the category of Bechot HaMitzvah, but that's a very good question. There are a couple of brachas that break the rule. There's quite a few brachas that break the rule. So the first thing is that there is no rule. There's that the rule is not true. And of course, back in the beginning of Chumash, I think I'm Pashas Noah, I'm Pashas Bereshit, in the Hamid, in the Hamid Shalom, in the commentary on the Shulchan, it's quote that Gemara from the Dorim. So the Gemara is bothered with a Tashid, that Rabbi Shmuel said that the only recite the brachas Dorim didn't do well in if you're eating breakfast to a cake of cookies or something that's made from the Chamesh Yishmini Gogon. But anything that has nothing to do with Chamesh Yishmini Gogon, so don't recite that bracha, Dorei Minim Zon. So it won't come to the conclusion, I'm right. They're right, except for I do. You say Dorei Minim Zon is before, you say Dorei Nefesh Yishmini Gogon. Right, it's just. So the Gemara of Tatashe, after Rabbi Shmuel said to God, you say Dorei Minim Zon, it's a Chamesh Yishmini Gogon. But the Mishnah says in the Gemara that if a person takes a letter, tell Hazan Allah, he takes a letter not to eat Mizayna, he's not allowed to eat any fruit or vegetables, any food, any fish, any meat, any anything. And now that's the concept. But why? If Rabbi Shmuel arrives, the Mizraimis only refers to, the second Shacham, that only refers to Chanesh Yishmuel. So we might give you parrots on that concept, a complicated concept. So to do this. So there are two words. What was the concept in the first place? Just like the concept in the end of the Ma'ami Tra'an, that by the time the Bible comes out from the album, and then, and the Brachas has to be in Biblical Hebrew, so maybe as far as Bichas HaNanim is concerned, you only say Dorei Minim Zayin Nisa Chamesh Yishmini Gogon in Biblical Hebrew. The word Mazon only refers to Chamesh Yishmini Gogon. But the Brachas HaLoch 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 All kinds of Rosh Hashanah is wrong. But the brachas do not have to be necessarily recited and a good decision. So I said, maybe you're still using that. You're still like the counselor, like the government counselor. I told him, tell him, the drug has to be in the city. That's exactly what I do. The kids find the strange love. Tatsu Haor, Desha, Aitham, Adiya, Zara. The first is, he was up by the Shasa Briya. That there was Desha, and there was Aitham, and there was Aitham, and so on, different things. Aitham, yes, the Pindu Nina, so Zara, Zara, Al Haor, it's by his name. There's a big discussion in Akhari regarding seedless fruit, whether they have the status of fruit or not. They're vegetables. That's what each seedless gets. Somebody told me that Achaim, they had a family tradition that Achaim used to argue with the Chaim Achaim method. Achaim held that on previous grapes and previous grapes, and you don't say Goy Tuhayt, and you don't say Aray Tuhayt, you say Goy Tuhayt. It's not considered a fruit, and the Chaim Achaim didn't agree. And the first number, he said the Chaim Achaim didn't agree. What if they have a seedless vegetable, which is a good cinnamon? I'm not going to say it's not called a tree if it doesn't have seeds. But now these are seedless. Well, it's not a seedless vegetable, it doesn't have any seeds. Well, it has seeds that are not like wood. It has certain seeds. If you plant a seedless vegetable, it's not going to grow.
Not.
Mommy. Think on. That'll grow. That'll
grow. I drank a pear this week.
It's made by Hakama? Hakama is up with what? By some things it does. So you have Something says that after the Baruch Hu created, like after the Kiddush Shmei HaMorah Tagdolim, the Tamorah Gadol Mamsharis HaLa, the Tamorah Gadol Mamsharis HaLa. So the Gemara asks Akash and Tumim, how can it be? It says Shmei HaMorah Tagdolim is too big. Luminary, then it says Amorah Gadol Mamorah Tagdolim, it's like a contradiction. The point of Shabbat is that they're both gigantic, as far as from the perspective of the earth, they're both gigantic in context to the stars. Could be the stars are bigger than the sun. But the stars with themselves look like the sun and the moon are much bigger than all of the stars. So from the viewpoint of the earth, these are two Morah Tagdolim. But the sun and the moon are not the same star. The sun is much bigger than the moon. But they're both gigantic as opposed to the Tachavim. And one is much bigger than the other. Morah Gadol and Morah Tagdolim. That's the first shot. Or they quote from Rav Nachman Adler, the letter of Tamperik, and they quote the Gemara, and also others, the few Gdolim, also the same. They did know the first Perik in Bav Mitzvah has a Tachana de Rabbanon, that Mitzvah is cut from the oven. That if my son, one of my children, finds a Mitzvah in the sea, so I'm saying it. It's a Tachana de Rabbanon that the father is saying. So the Machlokes of Rav Shmuel and the Gemara in the first Perik in Bav Mitzvah, what's the definition of a Mitzvah Gdolim is Yatma? If the child is a godly, then he keeps himself. So there's a dispute in the Gemara, what's the definition of godly and tough? one opinion is that the kid is bad with Jesus, God, if the kid is so bad with Jesus, God, and the second opinion is not so. A girl who hurts herself and does not depend on whether he's before bad with the kid, depends on the Sama HaShulchan Atma or Sama HaShulchan Adi. If he has an independent time out to make his own money, then he's still the devil. A person on Sama HaShulchan Atma, a person on Sama HaShulchan Adi is still the devil. And a girl who's Sama HaShulchan Adi, if the parents are supporting him, then he's still the person. So that's what a big burden says, but that's the chef in the pocket. Shnei HaMoreth HaGdolim, he made the two big luminaries, and originally they had both made the same size, and then later the magistrate said that did something to change it. So originally, why was one called the Mara Gomi and one was called the Mara Kofi? The answer is because the sun has its own source of light. The sun emits light. Light day. Same thing, the moon doesn't have its own source of light. The moon only reflects the light that comes from the sun. So the moon, the contrary to the sun, is still the sun because it's the summer HaShulchan Acher. Its light is not of its own, it gets its light, the shining light from the sun. Okay, so the sun is still the Mara Lo. But the Gemara says differently. The Gemara says, on this topic, Shnei HaMoreth HaGdolim originally they were both created the same size, and then something happened, and then already they were changed. HaMoreth HaGdolim, HaMoreth HaTopic. The moon became smaller. What changed? So the Gemara has a medrash that the moon came to the plant after his birthday. The rain came off in the sun soon because the record, how can it be that you're going to have the sun and the moon are both going to have the same brightness? So the Gemara said, hey, you're complaining? So the king of Ba'atu Yashmach, his birthday punished the moon for being jealous of the sun. Some people are very jealous. They have money and they have looks and they have happiness and they have good marks, but they're jealous because other people also have money and looks and happiness. What do they want? What's so good? What's so good if I have? What's the problem? The other guy has such a way for me. Even if I don't have and he has, well, you can take it away from me. You can take it away from me. But there's people who are jealous like that. So the mystery says it's safer. The Malaya Pesach says it's mystery is safer. That one who desires something that's not his will even lose, if nothing ever, the Nesha Inish Alay, the punishment will be that they'll take away, the Nesha Mani will take away what that person has. So for himself, he punished the moon for being jealous of the sun, and he took away from his stars, and it became a Mora HaKafi. Mora HaKafi, nine of the stars. Originally, there was Shnei HaMoreth HaGdolim, and then it was punished. And what did the sun say? When the moon was complaining, what did the sun say? The sun didn't say a word. So the sun was rewarded. That's the amount that we had in Hashalaya. The word is Hanan 11, the Elam Ovin. The Shem was Tatar, the Elam Shid, Malaya, Matar, the Rabbi. The Elam Ovin says Hashem is with you. So all of them in the first one there, what's the connection between the Elam Ovin with the sun? They didn't say anything about the sun. Everybody has a Baruch Hadrash. But they should use the same Jukum Shah to him. Everybody has Jukum Shah. It's that Satan, and that's Shiva. So he has it back on. It could be of Tudful. The Kerr Kosh, he has not so many Shivas. So he patted the Shabbat Shivas, Kerr Balos. So he stuck on the Shivas, that was the same. Yeah, he has an Agarot Seh Anit also. So there was Shani with an interesting, there was Shani Seh Anit. The sun didn't say anything. When the moon was complaining, the sun just was quiet. So that's why, so if Hashem is doing work, and the sun maintained its presence, the sun was never punished. I don't know, the sun was rewarded, and it continues to have its daily. Right? So he wasn't jealous of the others, and the others were jealous, the moon was jealous of the sun, and it happened. And they sat by quietly. So the sun was a queen of Shem and Safat and Eilish. Because the man was Eilish and Eilish, that's why he was Seif HaShem and his ruler. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Eve, he gave him a kibbutz. Through the whole million thoughts, he could shoot him. The question was, it really appeared like a blocker. But even though Hashem assumed that it was a kibbutz, this kibbutz is not what we are obligated to fulfill today. And the same Tachina still has to look at the really on this topic. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean really that this is the mocker. It could be the mocker later in Hashem. It could be the mocker later. Should have happened to Allah. The discussion will be. You have to write the mitzvah over here. But for sure, even if this is a kibbutz, we no longer have this full kibbutz of Yafitashim. Really, for us, it's sure to do the G'dash HaYam, and we understand the Chol Chai HaMezit on the earth. Every Jew is obligated, even though it's Chayav Mitzvah. No, we're not obligated to fly to outer space and to control the whole world. those things can lend this to the evolution, but then, and at that time two of them, then they should have a lot of children. They should have a lot of children. And after Matan Torah, the Gemara says the whole nature of the mitzvah changed, and it only applies to the Jews, and the Jew is only in fulfillment of the mitzvah. He has Jewish children. If he has non-Jewish children, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. And the whole nature of the mitzvah is different. It's no more a mitzvah to fill up the world, or to control the world, and so on. It's just to preserve the matter of Yiddishkeit. So the other part of the block, of the people, you know, Minnesota, for sure, do the block of Yom, and so on, no longer apply. No time that the person should say that this is a key to the benefit. This is only the show. The pasuk says that when Hashem Baruch Hu created Adam, He commanded him not to eat from the Eitz Hadaat. And then the pasuk says that Chava didn't have any she ate from the Eitz Hadaat. It's interesting. I don't know why the question never occurred to me. I don't know. I'm not so convinced that it is a question. But all the Bali Apes is Nadab of Yatasha. Who says that Chava was the Eitz Hadaat, not to eat from the Eitz Hadaat? But Hashem Baruch Hu only commanded Adam and Eve. Who says that Chava violated any other? The pasuk says. Hashem only commanded Adam. I saw Hashem only commanded Adam Lema. So some of the Bali Atos, they just mean it. Some say that it says Lema. I got Hashem and Moshe Lema. What does the word Lema mean? It is my second name, and Lema means to us. I got Hashem and Moshe. It's not that the word Lema means fallen. I know it's based on the Moses of Spain. And the theological seminary always starts off with a radio program. It's still happening. I know it's based on the Moses of Spain. The Gemara says that it doesn't mean that. And the Lord spake unto Moses, tell over to the Jewish people. That if Hashem wouldn't have told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people, it would have been prohibited to tell. That if I tell you something, it's assumed that it's supposed to be held in company, unless I make it clear that you can tell us everything. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, no more. That's why the Medrash comments that even Yankov made a lema. You and the Chini Medrash, when Rabbi Bedachar said, why didn't he say lema? The Medrash says, lema, lebele tabrein. Either Yankov, when Yankov is running away from Esav, either Yankov made a lema to teach, to tell the future generations that they should all be in the habit of accepting the God they sell it. But it's a misbelief that they accept. That's what they're going to do on the first page in the first page of the other day. Thank you for the feeling, sir. So it's not the feeling, it's not that nation. And either Yankov made a lema to him, so what is it? I saw it from our Adam, lema, a lema means day. But we should say no, Lema le Ishto, Lema le Chata. The word Lema implies that it's all that it means and it's all that it means. Other Bali Atesis say a different answer, that it says that after Hashem created Chavo, he says, Rezaki Tzara Adam. How did he say Lema? Later. Adam says he's also telling Isha. But the fact was there, it was there. Does it say Zaha to say the brother Isham? Ah, it says the Isha Shmom Adam, but they're both called Adam. Some of the Bala says that it says, like Saba Hashem Elohim Al HaAdam, Adam doesn't mean Adam Elisha. He commanded anyone who is called Adam, and Adam and Chava were both called Adam. And others say, other Bala says it so differently. They have three answers. And the Moshe and Salem are not saying together, they have three answers. Third answer is that the people were only to Adam Elisha. And if Chava would have been created, then technically, unrelated to Adam, she would have been permitted to be familiar with Adam. But she was mamish. I thought he's got himself a sailor. It's his leg. So every partner says, I'm out of the issue. So I'm for him to keep me in Kadam. So someone takes my finger, so he's got to take my finger and makes Kaaba out of it. The Kaaba is part of me. So that's why Kaaba is the way that it seems to me in Kadam.
Oh.
انا هعمل استاذ صعب وقت النوم ده على نفسي ده راجل مش مستوعب طب ممكن جرب ممكن جرب ايش هو ده ده كان كان ده لا ده هو ده هو ده كان كده يعني تمام انا على جوه كنا ساعتين بس ده كان وجه كنت كل ده في الشغل ده جوه ده بتاع الشغل ده So the name was like everything is a name after, so through the mutter. Everything is a character of Easter, so through the mutter, because it belongs to the Barisham, so it's a mutter examiner. The Gemara says, without a mutter, Mr. Hibir was also not a doctor. So there is a discussion in the Rishayim, he was prohibited to eat doctor, even if the animal would be made to Me'ilaha, that's what it means a lot. Made to Me'ilaha, asking it's a medicine. But it was prohibited to kill animals. He had no right to be shown as under behavior. The guy didn't take that one. So you can put it in the tradition. It could be. That could be. Even from the fashion, it sounds like you didn't say this. Without all of these words. I said, why don't we show you the Akash? When the emotions came, the Akash, he has no purpose. There's no Akash there. How is heaven permitted to bring a carbon from the day man? It was prohibited to kill animals. He understands not that animals were prohibited to eat flesh. It was prohibited to kill animals, even if he doesn't plan to eat the flesh. Not because of Al-Kashi. Even if he wants to give it to something, he doesn't understand. How would he prohibit any to kill the animals? I'm not mistaken, I think the Kalifanda asked the Kashi a little differently. He asked a similar Kashi differently. The Kalifanda always has to ask how you should kill the black Kashi. I guess I do. But he learned that he had no neighbor. So he went like this. There's a Gemara, there's a Dina in the Gemara that you need the Mashi Yisrah, that the carbon has to be kosher. So he says, if it was also left on his place, so how could the heaven bring a carbon from flesh? It's like, I've been the Mashi Yisrah, now I've committed to the Jew that saved the carbon. So all flesh in the world was saved. So how could heaven bring a carbon in another land? That's the way he is. But the Baal Rav thinks it's a different question. Not that it was straight. That was the work on the assumption that Nathan and Lehem were the Musa. It's a discussion in the Rishayim in Sanhedrin. Or the Musa was also Yaakov Bosa means it was prohibited to eat flesh, so he is. Oh no, it's a Gemara that sounds like the Malach and the Stone and Bosa. So the Musa sounds like he was eating in the States there. He was prohibited to kill animals. Yes, he was prohibited to kill animals. So how was he able to commit to being a target? How do you know he was allowed to shech the animals for the sake of being in the target? Like by touch. What heaven was made to Me'ilaha? Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like that. Make to Me'ilaha, you need a dead pocket. You can put a live animal there. Nice, nice stuff. I don't know. Could be. Doesn't sound like you took a live animal and you offered it in the sacrifice. Still free. Still free. Still free. Still free. Still free. Still understood. Okay. So we have that question. I don't think that the other task is so strong either, with the pretender. But let it be, I need someone to ask you, if you're not permitted to give straight to truth, so if you're not really cool, then we have the task here, how can you go with Dhamma and the Mizeh? How can you go back to the Seder of Adabu and the Mizeh? I'm going to ask you, sir. But you want to give the Seder. This part of the task. But then, this task, say for the position of the Seder, so just, at least it's a bit of shock. At least it's some task from the Gemara Seder. Everything is a regular thought of Zereka Kosher. Means no, the reason why we are prohibited to eat Kaler and to eat Dam is because it's Lag Avoya. So you can't turn around now and say, Kaler and Dam says, 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 Kaler and it's prohibited to be mocked in the Torah Adam Adam and Mizdeh because it's not the first freedom. Now the whole source of Jesus for us, and yet, is because this is reserved by the way. So that's what you were alluding to. The whole reason to Shech the Hamer is because it belongs to the Baruch Shalom. We have no right. But if I'm Shech the Hamer to give it to the Baruch Shalom, I don't know that. Eu digo que não está aqui, Like in Hebrew, you would describe that a person who is Kadim, who is Tahar, who is Kadav, you know, even in people. No! The holy names are actually saying that the pious names are not. It doesn't have the same meaning. It says that it's Tahar, it's Kadav, it's not a description of the person. I don't know exactly what that means.
When you
were talking
about
Tahar, you talked about Tahar. I don't know, it's a different thing, no? It's not a different thing. They're close here, they have the most insane sensation. I can stop with the event. It could have been because when they are back into the HR die, so do you have earlier, and the punishment would be most of most of them are going to die, so they need first to the HR high, and they won't die. So they were bothered with this statue. So they gave two solutions. It's only showing you the carrier, unfortunately, of the HR pressure and the power thing. If the HR high was managed to send her down. So Trump is the last time the terrorists say there is the same thing because the book describes the Sefer Gan, and the Sefer doesn't mean in the midst of the ground, it says it is in the dead center. It's not going to be two trees in the dead center, so it says the center is one in the center. So it's different branches, one branch is the Sefer Gan, I don't know. So the Talmud, the Radiated Chalshah says that the Eitz HaChayim was in the middle, and the Eitz HaDas was around him, and he couldn't get to the Eitz HaChayim without first breaking off a branch and taking off the fruit from the Eitz HaDas, which is blocking the way. So there was no hashash of going to be first from the Eitz HaChayim. Unless the first violence is the Eitz HaDas, then it's going to be room to get the Eitz HaDas blocked the way to the Eitz HaChayim. They have to wait from the Eitz HaDas, and Hashem didn't want them to be Eitz HaChayim. So then he says to manage them. That's what the Eitz HaChayim says. There's no manage. The other body I told you to disagree, they said, no, but it's like a meditation. I said, why is people who take medicine to get better? Some people are sick and take medicine, they don't get better. He said, God took his first medicine and it worked. So what if he knows that he's going to catch a cold tomorrow? He knows he's going to have to walk on the street without any clothes, he's going to be freezing like a cold. So he's going to start taking, he's going to take the medicine today, take the medicine for 10 days beforehand, and then he gets close to the sickness. So the Shem says, it's not going to work. The medication will be good. If the person is sick already, that person is coming, and he goes to the mixture, so the mixture removes the tumor. So let him be, no, he has to touch the coming, let him be told where the mixture is there. But when he touches the other coming, it's just presented from the coming. So there's more saving the time, and it doesn't work. If the wife takes the matter, the husband is made for the matter. So if the husband is made for the matter before the wife takes the matter, then the mixture is good. Close the tapa. The she says, close the tumor. So let her. Close the blood in the abdomen, and the bath will be made for the matter before she took it. So he passed and he came, but the muscles in the mixture. So he said he did the mashal from the Jews. So he said, even if the Eitz HaChayim times they only work, if you have a death sentence on your head, Yomachot Lemenu, my summary, if you have a death sentence on your head, then you need to make Hadash, you need to make HaChayim, so then it'll cure the death sentence. It'll undo the death sentence. But if before you need to make Hadash, there's no my summary on his person, so then you need to make HaChayim, there's a Ma'al Lamar. They're alive before anyway. Before you need to make Hadash, they're going to live anyway. So my Yisrael and my Yisrael are going to live anyway. والميت اللي انت بعت يعني ده تلاقي مثل ميت يعني عارف اقول ميت كان يجب ان يتقع على يقيد عن جيش ده كان يتقع what do you mean this that's a thing that how conscious is what do you mean البرسن جاي خالص من جانب بتاعه يعني هو يتسف عاد سمعته البرس ولا البرس لهم سوالي كنز اللي هو بجي كان عاد سمعته عاد البرسن كان جيب اللي ده هاي فكي جاي لان تيس انا عاد سمعت من تيس اللي هو لان تيس من ايتا خاين يعني هو يدعي يعني ده بان كان تنجل داي ده ده ايه لا كان داي يعني ده كان يساعد لي انا كنت سيد عن اشتاك بيتا خاين من تشوزه ايتا خاين ده اللي لك كان كان بوشن كان كان مرسل يريد له ده كان مرسل بزاعة دول يوجع دول تدعي يتبع اسمع تردان شام ده ايه ده ايه خاين بس لما بيش تدعي من شوزه ده دان شام ده ما عنده مو يساعد شوزه يدين ده لعب انت بيش شوزه لا ما انتوا في مكان هو في السجن اللي هو في السجن عم بعدين سيد جاك في الشارع اللي هو فاي السيد في السجن كان في السجن طبعا يعرف ليش أنا في فاول ينزل أو فاول في الجرة حسنا فاول شرب هذه بدل كات كده خاش في الجزء ده تدري شو لنا تدري شو ذا عشان يدخل فيه بس يدين كل عام تدري شو ذا تدري شو كان يشتغل على بيت اللي هذا عن طاية كده أخبار تلاقي ما يفعل في بيت اللي جيه وانه يخير خاش في السجن لأنه خير خاش في السجن لا تبي هذا السجن كان في بيت اللي هذا عن طاية كده انا اخبار صلاحي موازا عشان خوزانت ناس البيت الشركة دي بس هو عندي يعني بسي بالشركة هنا عشان that's like a tabulant because عشان didn't want to accept the children of revolution didn't want to accept the children. And then he says later that Kalim killed his brother, and then he spoke to his father, and then the father said, I did tshuva. I think the children in the Kasha, I didn't call you, I did tshuva, and the Banish Malam made peace with me. And Kalim also did tshuva later on. And then he says, he did do tshuva. Kalim also says over here, that's exactly what it means. And the same Kalim that it means, they were prevented from doing tshuva. Very difficult Kasha. I said, I don't really understand anything that's going on here. The Habad Kenim here, the Habad Kenim also explains what is our story of the Yait Haddad. He points out an interesting thing. He says the Medish, that he takes care from. The Medish says, that when the Melchish came to Kavran and said, you're not allowed to eat from the fruit, he said, no, we can eat all the fruit. And the same way, the Shem said, Habad, I'm not going to tell the men of the city about him to meet them. And it's not called Eitz HaDaat. There is several Eitz HaMachal, Eitz, and that's what Eitz HaHaskir, it's not called Eitz HaDaat. So after they sin, then it's called Eitz HaDaat. Before it says, so that's what the Medrash comment. Originally, before they sin, it's not called Eitz HaDaat, it's not called Eitz HaDaat after they sin. Other passage says that after the Zohu, Eitz HaHasham Eitz HaDaat, it's called Eitz HaDaat, when the Ma'ar Eitz HaHaim says, HaDaat, Eitz HaDaat Tovara. So it's Eitz HaDaat Tovara. So the Bible tells us, that's how Shem Tovara is called Eitz HaDaat. But the Medrash says, so it's only called Eitz HaDaat after they sin. What does that mean? It's only called Eitz HaDaat after they sin. So the Haggai is a table and gives a pshat, that's pretty popular pshat. Other Rishonim say, I'm sorry, this is the Eitz HaDaat. The Gemara has different opinions, the Medrash has different opinions. What was the Eitz HaDaat? What kind of a tree was? So what opinion is an Eshel? Because it says it's the Yitzvah and Sikha, so it's from the Rambam. It says the Nechmet Lamara. In the Tagal Munkin, it's on the top, Nechmet Lamara says the Meladeh Lamechazin. The word Meladeh, the ladder is the same way to create cover. What do you mean? It's a pretty beautiful, delicious food. So that's the way to describe it. So that's one opinion. That's a popular opinion in the Gemara connection. In fact, the version of the Kenyan quotes the Delta Tachsinim also. The Delta Tachsinim also will only be other diver. That if Delta should protect me from diver, that's the way to say the question. But the fact of the Eitz HaDaat is clear. אז יאני זה דאג אז זה אתה 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 ياما خاصة من مانو اللي يسوي كده هو يدي كاي غلا ده لكن الصوت هو جالو سبوا ما ده كده ما نحب أنا يدي كده ما هاد powers of the deity that's supposed to be managed but because of her desire to be greater than she has the ability to do Papa decides she wants to become a god also she wants also to have the ability to do it well to destroy world so that's the letter to Ishmael Shaddai her diver You see, when you start to get garbage, you start to more things. That's why you say, and the answer was, yes, it does. That's what it costs you to help, but any level garbage. So when I was honest, I thought, it's not a thing that I should be protected from assuaging. I should be protected from garbage. I should never feel like other Mauritian students. Garbage is the root of all of them. You know, like I do, I said, but everything is rooted in garbage. So you should always be protected from garbage. That's what the Balatami told me. It's funny, it shows from Israel, that garbage is the root of all things. So this passage. So the Balei HaTorah says, whatever the Yom Shabbat was, either it was an ethnic tree or one opinion of the knowledge that it was a grapevine, because grapes, you make wine from grapes and people become sicker again. And that's often the root of all others. That's what the Magen Avraham told the Mulek, and the Goyim had that Mulek. That's the grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah was the day that Adam Arishan came, and one opinion was that the Yom Shabbat was a grapevine, so we don't want to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. We use wine. Some people are Mahadev, some people are looking to Shafiyana, and we have great form of time. But yes, they're great to Gnade Shafiyana. I've only known we have great. But Europe and some communities, they never had great until it was Rosh Hashanah time. So some of these great for the Shafiyana are the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Many of them are probably great for two reasons. One reason why is that the great weren't big enough to stay by the great. The great has to be designed. The minimum size of silver level. It's one objection that we have. The other objection was I'll see you sold. That's the government objection. I'll see sold because grapes are supposed to, that's one population in the moment, can happen. But grapes are in Sadat, we don't want to throw it again on Rosh Hashanah, even if it's, that's like the other. Another opinion was that it was Sita, that the Sita only has faith of the seed. They only develop the ability to speak after they eat bread, after they eat cookie, after they eat grain. The Majid of Yeh Sadat, which gave Sirkha, was Sita. I don't know if you're not. What if you're this is the only Sita, this is the only Ta'ina, one Sita Ta'ina, this is the only actual king? No. There were many actual, there were many great times. This is the one in the middle. So all the difference between this and the other, there was no difference. But the Haggai was saying, for instance, this is the one in the middle. This king was the same as all the other kings. And the Banshom just wanted Adonation to know that he's not the boy. But the Banshom said everything else. He just arbitrarily picked out one street. I don't know if you remember which tree it is, if they're all the same, there's 25 ethics trees, there's 25 trees, there's 25 vines. The one that's in the dead center, the Tel Hagama one, it's right smack in the middle of the whole gun, that's the one that's out there. You should always know wherever you go, it's something that is limiting. If you fix it, so he's not the whole book of it, it's running some of the real book. But the tree had no special properties to it, it was the same as any other tree. They won't say, all the ethics trees are the same, they're all left on the matter of the Tel Hospital, so the process is flat. All the ways are bad. Not only that, she was left in the mouth of life. I thought this is definitely all the same. But the grace is only clean on the other side. If you're not, you're restricted from enjoying, so all the things that there must be some tremendous, I know, I'm going over there. So that's why she thought it must be very, very delicious, it must be more delicious, it must be more appealing, more this and more that. So it wasn't really described as the ways are bad before she said. After she said, then it's called ways are bad. Why? We cannot improve that for the Rishonim. The Rambam has in the very opening chapter in the middle of this. I thought I couldn't tell you. We cannot improve that Rambam Rishon had no back before he seemed to be ate a back. Then why would he punish? If a person is allowed by that, he can't be improved it. He can't be held responsible for any other that he does. And how can he possibly give the name to the animals with such a chachma that gave a name to the Rambam Rishon, gave a name to anything in the world? We assume that the names were done in an intelligent fashion. Because whatever the person, whatever name I wish you gave, that's the name that's stuck. It's a lot by that. It's a stupid name. This is a ba 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 ba. This is a na 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 na. What's the big deal that he maintained those names? None of the issues. He had a lot of intelligence. I can't even assume that he was an extremely intelligent thing. What does it mean that this is the way that God? So he used to know that God's going to get that. No, that doesn't mean that. It means after they had that. After a person does an Avera, any Avera. Not because they're a special property. There's special chemicals there in this food that affect you, that enters your bloodstream, and it affects your brain, and it's so, nothing. It just means that a person starts to sin, and he must finish off our Adam Avera, the Shanabar, and as it's not to happen, a person does an Avera once and twice or three times, then he starts to rationalize. And when you rationalize, then you lose your whole perspective on life. If Shabbos is not so important, Tash is not so important, Tash is not so important, what is important? Israel. What is important? I don't know, EJA, what are you talking, your side, your side, everything is upside down. You have the most important things that are important, and the least important things that are important, and the things in the middle are shifted. The whole world is upside down, that's right, it's still in silence. There's a perfect perspective on the whole world, everything is going on itself. Person has to have a great perspective. If a person rationalizes, and everybody always rationalizes, everybody's always the real one, and all the stories that I tell, I'm always the real one. I assume that everybody works with the same. അതാണ് ചെയ്യാൻ ചെയ്യുക. ചെറിയ കഴിക്കാനാകും അതിലാകും The lines of demarcation are left before he said everything was clear. Had everything in proper perspective. This is our center, this is Muslim, this is a mister, and this is very short in front of us. And he said, then it became tough, God fell around and he loved me better than that. Then everything became complete. That's how the Haddai became. It says that Medish. It says the Medish claimed that up until the Senate said, hey, the long rest of the Senate called El Shabbat fell around. Why? It wasn't the El Shabbat that it gave intelligence. Intelligence was there from Israel also. Otherwise, it couldn't have given name to Shalom. The God fell around means that after a person sins, he loses his proper perspective on the world. Why was the covenant of heaven more accepted than the covenant of Italian? What was wrong with the covenant of Italian? The last question of Medish. Italian grew up from Zeruah, and heaven grew up in Tona and Mechazahim, who grew up in Hamukkah. That's the last question of Medish. But the Bible, I think, is so that it's a different word. They don't say come from the Medish. It's a different word. They say that heaven, the Italian, he ate and he drank and he enjoyed everything, and after it, he was filled. That is what, whatever was left over, he grew up after his death, or he might come after he ate. And heaven was fearful to bring the prayer sermon, the fruit, before he ate. He said that he needed a matir, that before I eat, I have to give back something to after his death to recognize that this is Hashem. Many of us don't realize that, that the first thing in the morning, Allah says, you're not allowed to eat before the battle. That's not what you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to be anxious in your own turn up, and before the battle, first time to realize that he has to rest, after his death, for anything. Before he ate the life, for Tanakh, if anything, he's unable to take care of his own needs. If the first gets out of his death, the first make a deal with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and then you can take some. And that's first to take, and then to give back something. Guys, the sermon has an interesting subject, has an interesting interpretation on the subject in the end of the schedule. Are you a B'nai Hu Alakim and B'nai Sa'adam? You can say the same. Who are the B'nai Hu Alakim and who are the B'nai Sa'adam? They're actually close to the Medrash that the fallen angels. That is difficult. They don't understand what these fallen angels made a revolt against the Russian who formed down to become the angels. It's very difficult. If he gives up shot, the guys, the Bali Athetic say they give up shot. They're young to follow. Part of it is based on the Medrash that he's from. That after Cain killed his brother Hevel, the Cain's descendants are miserable. They are murderers, they are Melachims. Hevel didn't have any descendants. Dhamma the Babbage, they called the Melachim for Dhamma the Babbage, they never had any sons. That's shame. They had another child, shame. So he had the same. So he doesn't live in the middle city. He didn't like that, so his children were normal. So they wouldn't think to marry. Shaykh's descendants married amongst themselves. And Cain's descendants, they had to marry amongst themselves. And later, after a few generations, they stopped this thing. Now you know, the name of the king is the name of Adam, the name of the king, the royal Indian, the name of the king, the name of him, were the descendants of saints, the decent people. And the name of Adam was a lower level, the lowest class of mankind, the descendants from Cain. So the name, the nice one from amongst them, he told the same. They broke this discipline that they never used to intermarry. So first they were married to Smilos and the Trailers and the Kuma. And then after a while they broke that discipline up. This time after the Kuma showed up, then they started the farm people started to marry even the Kutsais and even those who had Midrash Rabbah. And then all of mankind was blended in together and you no longer have such a separation. This is going to be interpreted in Hilfe, this is not the truth of Shalmika. I've got to tell you. The idea of people used to run the cold places, then they called the rush. So the history looks like this is not the famous rush, but listen, it's another rush, somewhere else. It's a shot right in the other day, but sometimes it's such a rush in your mouth, that's not the same rush. It's a different rush. A lot of people are running under the name rush. A different rush. What are the following things? You keep on calling him. It's such an interesting shot from Ramesh Agarshan here also, in the Haggai Vitae. Now, even after another thing, that's a rush. There's another thing in my second shot, it's a rush in Billion. That one time it says in the missionary that if you break your hair, that's in the book of Bonham and Atayla. He talked to him and told him he should be like, oh, one time over, and he said, right, he said, why is it happening in the cousins? Are you going to show me to him and Atayla that one can do an act of billion and a human being? So we don't talk to him like that, but we talk to him that if a person has a first thinker and he sees it out and he sees it properly, and the missionary says, and I'm going to like to be done to the other side of the job. So then the missionary says that it's a malach of the right. So what's the malach of the right? So maybe the ketchup? So that's why I think short, and either I used to test up my father to use a boner, or to use a mark about passing. So Rashi says, who says that Rashi has six children? He says you can have boner by Yodam, so Rashi alludes to this. She's an Elisha. But even when someone says that's failure, that's a new billion boner. But the Gemara needs that, the Ashi is a new billion boner. The billion said, I'm not going to have a boner, that you should be able to be in the range. So when Hashem created women, he gave them more intelligence than men. In a sense, the Gemara says that a girl becomes a Elisha. He says, well, but a boy has to spend another year until he matures until he becomes by God. But even the Russian Havana. So the Rabbi Shagasim is quoted here by the Baal Yatesh, which is commenting by even the Russian Havana. And the question that is, that Hashem is looking around to see how should he create Shabbat, from which part of our nation is God? It is going to create Shabbat from the tent, so the women are going to be talking all the time. It is going to create Shabbat from the foot, so the women are going to be running around all the time, shopping all the time. It is going to create Shabbat from the hands, so the women are going to be stealing anybody's money all the time. It is going to create Shabbat from the neck, and we're always going to be stretching the neck out to show how beautiful they are. And it is going to create from the eyes, and they're going to be looking at everything. So it created Shabbat from the Sela, from the Mokim Sonura, that women should have the need that's needed. So he built into the Teva of women that he wants women to have more fluid than men. Men have all of these parts of the body, and women, the whole body, from top to bottom, and made from the Sela, which is assumed to be at some inside part of the body, is covered up, and Mokim Sonura, so women should have skin. Then the men say that. The Moshe Agashi says that the Nebi got it from the word Vayivan, the Russian Havonim, from the Kodesh Bogu, not Vayivan, the Indian Israel, the Kodesh Bogu, was thinking into the matter, which part of the body of Adam should he create Chalcom. Then the Nebi concludes that the Rebbeinu Shlom's plan didn't work. Even though he tried to avoid the suffering and running around and the looking and the sitting and everything, and the talking, so the Nebi says that it didn't work and they talk a lot and they walk a stone and that was called a chaplain, and you know whether that's on it, or whether that's on it, and you know whether that's on it, and you know whether that's on it. But it's interesting, the marriage comment, at the very beginning, at the very outset, that Akharizbaki wanted women, the way he created the women, that they should have more of the smear than men. Smear means to have, the Baruchah wants men to have smear thoughts, and smear like a similar tessa. So this is a mission not only for women, it's for men, but the women are more obligated to observe smear. It doesn't mean that the body should be covered, that's not what it means. But women wear a very tight dress, so that's not me either. It means the person has to lead a private life as opposed to a public life. Don't show much people to lead private life. Sometimes it's simply the private life. Sometimes you have to have a government, so someone has to run the government, you have to govern things with people. You have to sometimes do things in public. But as the Baruch Shalom said, whenever it comes to a union, it's people union, whenever it comes to something that has to be public, he doesn't want the women to participate. It's the same thing in the past, it's the same thing in Malach and Malach, Malach the Lord Malcha. The king is supposed to be a man and not a woman. You shouldn't appoint a woman to run the country. The Lama writes, and who are the Lama writes, and who are the Lama writes, and who are the Lama writes, call the Sumas. Whenever you appoint a person into some position of authority or leadership, you should appoint only a man and not a woman. So maybe Malach has a whole sugar that he passed against the Rambam. That's the sugar that they attacked him for. They appointed the Golda Meir, the Rosh HaMenshala, so they attacked the Moshe Kerr, his book. So he wrote a sugar that you can appoint women, anything but the Melech, the Moshe writes in his paper. Come on, they did because I wrote a sugar. So they went up on a basis and they appointed the Golda Meir. He said, yes, there was an issue that he's going to have prohibition. So I didn't Melech and I Malka. I can appoint a woman, so he said, and who's the guy before? And the girl was looking for a point in the middle of the time and saw that. The girl was not the tailor. It's a tailor to do it. He thinks, well, he's going to point to him, he's going to point to him. What did he get all of a sudden? He started when they pointed to him. The girl was very, very funny. So that might have all the fact against that Raman, he thinks that he's a pastor that stuff. But they point out that Raman's mother is a very short truth there. That person says, Melahul and Mata, that told us the same thing, that the scripture says, you can't train a man in Parnassa. I'll have to do it. That's what they're talking about women as a pregnant to the short. That's what they have women, according to office. And even though it doesn't say in the Gemara of the Pharisees, but the Gemara towards the end of the prophet, which was a shortness saying, that we have to mention Malthus in the Bishop of Malthus, and he mentions that not from our own in the Malthus. So the point is not in the Malthus, not from our own in the Malthus, means that women cannot be appointed as a Nella. They must make it from our own to women vote. A woman permitted to vote. That was a big issue. Rabbi Cook and other Rabbi Bonham found it. Rabbi Cook, the chief rabbi, found that folks told her they walked out in Israel, that the women are not allowed to vote. I said, I found no reason enough at the time, because I don't know how that women were prohibited to vote. And many other Rabbi Bonham felt that it's not so. And I got to appoint a woman to a position of, to an office, but the women may vote. That's my pleasure from you. You see the nurse, folks, and it's true. It's all my pleasure for that. So the subject of reason why is because although we want both men and women to have the need of spirit, and if I got the men of spirit, nonetheless, I thought it's also created, the spirit of my husband created the women in such a way that they should have none of the spirit. When it comes to things that have to be done in a public fashion, he doesn't want the women to be involved. When he doesn't, and you have to ask people to see these kind of things. Women don't constitute it. Women are not mature to the men. Women should do everything privately, not to do things in public. We live in a different society now. Women do a lot of things in public. It's not the ideal society. We do a lot of things that are not the ideal. You have to keep in mind that it's not the not ideal. The Mishnah says in the Sukkah that the Chai has to have three qualifications to be acceptable, to be taught. It has to be doing a kata, it has to be told it, and it has to be demonstrated in the kata. So the Gemara says, how do you know that it has to be doing a kata? So first, the Gemara learns it off in the Tosafot and Parshas Berachot. It's very strange how people that the Sukkah has to do to Batsukkah for Shafi is an Israel. What do you mean to Batsukkah for Shafi? My name is going to talk to Batsukkah for Shafi. Now it has a Machlodi Shafanayim, where the Sukkah is Mamish, Hat, Ritten Hatsha, and Lugan Nani Tavar. If you assume that it's a Nani Tavar, cloud, how does a cloud form? So what if I go? A yalam in her, but it also goes to Pasuk. A yalam in her, and I told her that she do no taka. But the cloud doesn't do no taka. But she do no taka. She do no taka, it's Polish. No, 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 that's it. So the Gemara says it can't be, it can't be, it can't be, it can't be, ah, finally, what is that? That's not the Pasuk. This is Pasuk. And this is Pasuk, how to open up, that's the Hamad Allah, how to make that, but someone's going to open up. But first, the Gemara thought that the disaster is from this Pasuk. So if you assume that Sukkot so by Sukkot HaShat, you're not Sukkot Mamish. It's rather, I'm not going to tell you, that's another one of the Kassim. That's the only Sukkot Mamish. So what do you see? The Kassim goes, Yalma Yalma has nothing to do with it. The Kassim is only this Mamish, it's only going to be all that it's not going to come. The first thing you know is, you're pushing to go, but it's not going to come. I'm not going to tell you, it's a cloud. Maybe Yalma and all, it's only cloud. If you do a cycle, it's coming. So you know, that's a very, very lucky.